What grace they taught my heart to feel, and grace my
by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Omar Taylash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Farmers in Chinilawombwe complain over delayed payments. Opposition leader criticizes declaration of the Chawama parliamentary seat as vacant. In international headlines, African leaders call for formal recognition and repatriations for colonial era crimes. And in sports, Liverpool secures much-needed win over West Ham. And now the news in detail. Social economist Kelvin Tsanga says the Energy Regulation Board has increased fuel pump prices for December, reflecting the impact of a weaker kwacha and rising global oil costs. Mr. Tsanga says the adjustment is expected to automatically raise the transport, production and distribution expenses, putting upward pressure on the cost of living. He says key sectors likely to get affected almost immediately are the agriculture, manufacturing and logistics sector, as this will face increased operational costs which may lead to higher commodity prices. He further says the fuel hike also poses a renewed inflationary spikes and risks at a time when stability is seen improving. The economist adds that development further highlights the need for stronger energy diversification, enhanced efficiency in the supply chain, as well as sustained policy measures to protect consumers as well as support economic resilience. An opposition leader has criticized the decision to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant, while the lawmaker mourns her father, the sixth late President Edgar Lungu, who remains unburied. Charles Shanda, leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, says the move was scarce public funds for a by-election just months before general elections. Mr. Chanda argues that the action shows the extremes politicians will pursue for power. His comments follow Speaker Nelly Muti's declaration that the Chawama parliamentary seat is now vacant because the MP Tasila Lungu has been absent for some months.
It is just strange that there is this perception that we must all behave normal as citizens, as if we haven't lost a former Republican president. Here it has got nothing to do whether you liked the former president or you didn't like him. The issue here is that God allowed him to rule this country, and therefore he deserves to be buried with dignity. So the issue now is, do we have money to have a by-election before a general election? Should the elections go on and somebody will be voted, what is the person going to do? He must be paid gratuity for being an MP maybe for 2 to 3 months for doing nothing. I think we are losing somewhere as a country, and traditionally.
Campaign for Safer Alternatives CASA Chairman Joseph Magero has urged Zambia to draw lessons from Sweden's smoke-free progress. Mr. Magero observed that countries aligning tobacco policy with scientific evidence have achieved historic reductions in smoking. A new report, Tale of Two Nations, Zambia, Sweden, co-authored by Mr. Magero, highlights the contrast. Mr. Magero believes the report offers timely insights as Zambia considers its new tobacco control bill. He noted that Sweden has reduced daily smoking to 5.3% by promoting safer alternatives like nicotine pouches, snus, and vaping products. He explains that the success stems from decades of proportionate regulation as well as transparent public health messaging. He says, in contrast, Zambia's daily smoking rate remains at 9%, with over 20% of men still smoking. Mr. Magero emphasized that smoking claims nearly 4,000 Zambian lives annually and costs over 1.5 billion kwacha. Farmers in Chililawombwe on the Copper Belt have complained over the delayed payments for the maize they supplied to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Speaking to One Love Radio News, the farmers say the delay will affect the ongoing farming season negatively as they are unable to purchase farming imports such as seed and fertilizer. The farmers have urged the FRA to consider making the payments in the shortest possible time to enable them to purchase farming imports and plant on time. The farmers have also lamented over the lack of proper communication regarding the exact date their monies will be paid from the FRA, and it's proving to be very costly as they have to visit the FRA offices on a daily basis.
Tue ilishanya ko mwebuteko mchila bombwe. Tue chi mkuma yoku nani ku mku tuwala matawa kuchimfunshi tuanaka. Tuanaka mkula sempela. Nomba na mku mpia konse tule sempela. Oloko tule ukuya noku weloko tuikala maite kwa achi. So na kumanya 1 week sha fore mpia. Shira biyala noku biyala. Apa kuchina refo kushita matawa. Tue chi dionse waya yota kuti. Waya chi yota kuti. Tule romba yukuli imo mwebuteko. Ukuchi mwinga tufa ila kwen shira imo. Mbi oyo mwinga angu shamwe fintu iya ba fama apa kuchi mwa nanya ma banki yengi mwasananganya wabafolera kokwa wabafolera kokwa wabafolera kok don't pamo pene fie impia tule fola na 02 tesh batataki epo na perera tule ilishanya mwe uteko mtu afwirishe ko next year chika befi.
This is Church News.
Luano Town Council Secretary Innocent Mutambo, through Luano District Health Director Wuhali Achipoya, says reduced funding from the international donors' supply should not derail the district's progress in combating the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Dr. Walia has urged Luano residents to remain resilient, stressing that nothing should slow down again in the national HIV response. Meanwhile, Luano District's Pastors Fellowship Association Chairperson, Pastor Edward Chomba, has called on all stakeholders to unite in efforts to stop the spread of HIV in the district. In a vote of thanks, Mibanga Ward Councillor Deborah Piri thanked everyone that attended the candle lighting ceremony and encouraged residents to remain positive and put God first and believe that God answers prayer as evidenced. We now take a break. Just stay tuned.